Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host for today's Senior Talk Radio, and along with our co-host Otto Loos and radio show producer Christina Liu, and this is Talk of the Town, and we were just talking about scams and, you know, what to look out for, be leery of. If it sounds too good to be true, then it is. And, you know, Otto had a really good point. You know, it's not just on technology. So you have to be wary of people with clipboards. I mean, you just have to be kind of leery of everything. You know, no one really should ever ask you outright for your social security number. It's just, you know, it's just a big no-no. You know, there was a scam a few years ago. You know how everybody, they ask like your bank, or when you are putting in a username or a password somewhere, and maybe you forgot your password. So you have to go through a process, an identity process, and they'll ask the last four numbers of your social security number. So there was a scam a while ago. They would ask for the first five numbers because they said that too many people are giving out too much information on the last four numbers. So they probably had it and are just look, and people started doing it. I mean, it's just such, you know, incredible, you know, they'll try anything. So you really, you know, you do really need to be so cautious.
But, absolutely.
So what's happening in the town of North
Hempstead? Well, what I'm very excited, you know, I'm you know, behind the screen, I've been multitasking with different things. And what's very exciting is that we have just finalized our issue of the Pioneer newsletter. So that's a great way for people to kind of get educated on different programs and things that are going on within North Hempstead. So hopefully that'll be sent out in the next week or so. You know, we have a great article that was submitted from Northwell Health Geriatrics that actually explains kind of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine and what it is, you know, because a lot of people are get a little confused. So they submitted a great article. We have a wonderful picture from the World Health Organization about coping with stress during this, which I think is, it's, you know, some great little tips. You know, I'm all about the, you know, when I work on the Pioneer, I love that there could be little things in here that you take away, you know, that you could use, right? So
you know,
I'm all about a bullet. Otto knows me and Otto both love a good bullet point. And speaking of bullet points, the man, the myth, the legend, Otto Loos, we'll put in his little article. Otto sent me that headshot and I was like, oh, I got a perfect picture to add for this thing. And it's called Thoughts to Ponder by Otto Loos. So it's some great little tips, you know, obviously we all say, when we grow up, we all want to be Otto. So who else would have?
So do I when I grow up.
Who else what would have the wonderful thoughts to ponder? And it's just.
What do we do with all this fan mail, Christina?
When I know. Listen, we're going to have to redirect it. We're going to have to. Hopefully we could do, you know, digital. So there's less paper involved.
I would say in 10 years, you probably not got one phone call.
And you'll be happy. You know, Dan said that headshot is right out of GQ. So watch out, everyone. Maybe we'll have Otto. We'll have, when we get back, we'll have Otto sign autographs, you know, with the headshot.
Right.
I'll print up some. We could have a whole day. But you know what I love about it is that, you know, Otto has great points. And it's things just to kind of think about, you know, from senior to senior. And I think it's really great. So that's in there. We have a whole article about the exercise classes, which Beck is so involved in. She's our exercise guru and also an instructor. She organized the program schedule and also does the yoga instructing as well. She's one of them. So she's quite, and it's so great. Beck, you want to tell us a little bit about the exercise stuff?
I wanted to ask Rebecca, how long ago did you get involved with yoga? What got you into that?
Excuse me, Rebecca's going to talk about this on the April, I think it's second show.
I can give you a little tidbit.
Well, this is just an intro, like a teaser to get.
Yes, I like this.
I think like one of the things that John and I like to talk about, John Ryan, is like you're never too old to start something. And I've always worked out in some way, whether going to the gym or playing sports when I was younger or swimming or walking or whatever I did. So I always in the back of my mind just always had this weird feeling about yoga, and I never really got into it. I don't know if I was intimidated by it, but and over the years I tried it a few times, and I had been I was yoga shamed during a class one time where it was a packed room and I wasn't doing it right, which I don't think you can ever do it wrong. It's a practice. You're never really you don't get a trophy. And the instructor came over and spent literally the entire class helping me get into one pose. And I was so embarrassed and sweating. I swear I was never, ever going back again. And then a few years later, I have a friend, she's a pediatrician, and she invited me out to her house and she out east. And she's like, let's go take a yoga class. I'm like, oh no. You don't want me there. I don't know what I'm doing. And she like looked at me like, what? Just come. So I went, and it was the most amazing, beautiful, life-changing experience of my life. The studio, it was just me and her. The studio was very small. It was beautiful, very zen. And the instructor just was so encouraging and just explained so much. And I went, when I got back home, I joined a yoga studio and just started going. Like I was like just going. I couldn't get enough. And then they, every few months, they had certification programs to become a yoga teacher. And a few years later, I did that. So, I absolutely love it.
I have one other question, and this will be it, because otherwise we won't have anything to talk about.
It'll be the Rebecca show.
I do.
Oh, I have plenty to talk about. Don't you worry.
I do like a 15-minute thing where I use bands, 10-pound dumbbells, and one of the things I do is a golf swing in slow motion. And I find that that is almost painful to do, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Is yoga like that? Like I watch people do yoga and I see slow movement. Like when I do this golf swing in slow motion, I feel a lot more than when I do it fast.
Well, I mean, you know, like you're talking a couple of different things here. You know, you're talking, you got the weights, you got this fitness. So there's yoga in almost every kind of sport, every kind of aerobic workout, karate. I mean, kids, one kid had the great definition for yoga. He said, yoga is slow motion karate. So
I like that too.
One of the things that you do continuously with yoga is to your breathing. So when you inhale, you rise up. Am I frozen?
It'll come back. You're good. You're back.
Oh, okay.
Beck might have been frozen. She's leaving us on.
Yeah, you were frozen before.
So, really? I don't know if you guys
whoever's on the big screen on mine was frozen.
Oh, all right. Well, we are back. So hopefully Beck is Beck back.
No.
Up. Oh. She's a little slow moving. Well, this is what happens with technology.
Can you see and hear me?
I can hear you, but you're not moving.
Okay.
That's right. Well, when she gets.
Well, this is an example of technology in action.
Well, this is also a radio show, so if you can hear her,
no problem.
Just keep going.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Yes. We have to go.
Okay. Well, just so you know, the Pioneer.
Hopefully, you guys can hear me and
Beck. Okay.
So with yoga and with the breathing, you know, when we inhale, we fill up like a balloon. So if you think of a balloon, how a balloon inhales, you know, how a balloon fills up. And on the exhale, you release and let go and the body softens. So when you're when you're coming up, you're inhaling, right? On the exhale, when you're going to be twisting the body more, you soften, the body softens. So you want to make sure that when you're coming into any kind of movement, you're in an exhale. That's because that's when the body softens. If you're filling up and you're moving like that, you know, it's going to cause some stress. So that's with yoga. So we inhale, we rise up. And when we're like, if we're taking a twist, right, we align the spine. And then when we exhale, I let my body soften, you release the breath. And then we could come into the twist on the exhale. You're not going to, you know, have your body guide your body into movement when you're filling up. So,
And you know what? Dan has a thing. He said, try swinging a bowling ball in slow motion.
That's a very, yes. very good idea, by the way.
Yeah, that seems like there's a lot of resistance. I think, you know, maybe Dan just came up with a whole new exercise technique.
Yoga bowling. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going
to find out more, you know, when Rebecca will go into all of this, you know, when she's on, we have her for a full hour. We could really question her.
We could do all that.
But also in the Pioneer, I have a great article that has tips about moving your own way and just kind of how to stay active in this world. Of course, we have a wonderful full page spread. Dan will be very happy about the radio show and WCWP, how to access
Amazing.
It. So that's really, really great information. And then we're also showcasing a lot of highlights that Project Independence had for 2020, because I think it's important to do. You know, everyone knows that at the end of the year, I love kind of reflecting and looking back at the statistics and all the programs that went on, because, you know, that's one thing. 2020 was a tough year. We could all certainly agree on that. But Project Independence didn't stop and got so creative on all fronts of how to stay connected and figure out things. So it's just really cool to see, you know, all in one place, all the amazing things that went on. And it's a shout out to the team, you know, over at the Department of Services for the Aging, the social workers, the nurses, you know, all of our partnerships that we've really had for so many years now. And it's really special. So on top of, you know, doing a little bragging about how wonderful our program is, it really just also can educate people, because I think that there's so much that goes on in Project Independence that, you know, not everyone might even be aware of. You know, if you're doing an exercise class, you might not know that we have, you know, a Neighbors Helping Neighbors program, you know. So it's a great way right. to kind of get a little blurb and look into what's going on. So definitely check.
I just want to point this out. So mm-hmm. Christina not only is the radio show producer for 10 years, pulls it all together, makes everybody's kind of job easy and fun because she does all the work. She pulls together this incredible newsletter that also has been around since, you know, day
yeah,
one.
Yeah, since like NORC days. We're like long time.
And it's really a huge job. I mean, you're coordinating the articles, you're proofreading, you're working with the communications department, you're getting approval from the supervisor's office, you're working with the team, you're trying to get people to send in articles and be incredibly informative in a time frame to get it all put out together. And that is also something else that Christina does. So it's so, you know, she's not, she, you know, it just, you just make everybody's job so much easier. And, you know, also with all the stats that she does and keeps everybody, she's just like the, if anybody out there has $1 million and wants to hire her, you know, she's.
Oh, thanks, Beck. Beck really is one of my close friends. So whatever she's saying, you should really believe her.
She's your agent.
Very accurate. Well, you know, we'll be back. We'll be back after a short break for the Christina Liu Show. We'll be right back.